I'm Linda Steffen. It's 5:45, and you're listening to Interlochin' Public Radio.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America.
Actually, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America.
It really is the fastest growing sport in America. It's huge.
Now, that's a tough thing to measure, but it is clear pickleball is growing in northern Michigan. The racket sport, invented in Seattle in the 1960s, is played on a court with paddles and a hollow, ventilated wiffle ball. IPR's Laura Herberg stopped by a tournament in Traverse City to find out more about this up-and-coming sport. She sends this audio postcard.
Oh, pickleball is similar to tennis, badminton, paddleball.
It's like you're playing ping pong, but you're standing on top of the table.
Ping pong on steroids, they call it. Oh, that. Wow. Nice little battle at the net.
There's been a core group of players here in Traverse City playing since 1985, of which I'm one of them. And I think we could say that we brought pickleball to northern Michigan and probably the first place anyone was playing in Michigan until Detroit and Grand Rapids picked it up about 8 years ago. My name is Gary Ford. I live in Traverse City, Michigan, and I'm 60 years old. For me, the beginning was an invitation to some friend's house on Torch Lake, and a neighbor had a pickleball court, which I had never seen before. They had a connection to Seattle, Washington, and Puget Sound, where pickleball originated. And we had such a good time playing. We were all racquetball players. And we were also members of the Grand Traverse Yacht Club, the board of directors. And since we were putting in a new parking lot, we decided we were going to pave a pickleball court into the parking lot so we could have pickleball in Traverse City.
Well, this is what, 5, 6 hits, 7, 8, 9. I mean, there's 9 volleys, and that's just wonderful. My name is Ben Ditta. I'm going to be 80 in December, and I live here in Traverse City. I mean, my God, my wife gets so excitable. I mean, I just always worry about her wetting her pants. I mean, she really gets excited over it. And but it's because these volleys go on for really protracted periods.
Bob and Karen DeBreech playing Pam Figger and Mark Carwash on court one. In about 5 to 10 minutes, because Figger and Carwash just came off of that court, so we'll give them a little time here.
I think the unfortunate part is everybody thinks pickleball is for older people. That is not the case. I mean, it's a really tough game. It's a lot of workout. It's a lot of exercise. So I think once the kids start playing at the younger group, they realize how fun it is and how great exercise it is and how hard it is, and they're getting into it more as well. I'm Carolyn Ebbinghaus.
Who did you say the best player in the area is?
Carolyn Ebbinghaus.
No, I'm just kidding. Which is you?
I'm kidding. But I think Bart Ford is the best player in Traverse City.
Woo!
My name is Bart Ford. I'm 37. I'm from Traverse City, Michigan. I used to make fun of my dad for playing pickleball, and I was like, that is so dumb. But, you know, It's been great for me. It helps you stay fit and stay young, and that's what we're all trying to do. So
it's starting in the younger age groups. It's not just a senior game anymore. My name is Ginny Postma. I am 72 years old and live right here in Traverse City. My husband and I head up the program at the Traverse City Senior Center, and we've grown from 9 players to about 130. In Traverse City, it is huge. They're striping tennis courts with pickleball lines all over. Very few people start out in pickleball and leave it behind. They love it. In fact, they say often that you can become addicted to it.
Laura Herberg stopped by the Grand Traverse Bay YMCA Great Lakes Pickleball Tournament to see what all the fuss was about. You're listening to Interlochin' Public Radio.